ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 हरं Pratak, Dravya, Avayava, Vaishamya, Gandha, Eko, Vihidyate, Karambhaputi Saurabhya, Karambhaputi Saurabhya,
Karambhaputi Saurabhya,
Kanto Gram Ladi Vispratha, Kanto
Gram Ladi Vispratha,
Kanto Gram Ladi Vispratha,
Kanto Gram Ladi Vispratha,
Gavya Vayava Vaishamya, Gavya Vayava Vaishamya, Gavya Vayava
Vaishamya,
Eko vidhyate, Karambhaputi Saurabhya,
Karambhaputi Saurabhya,
Kanto Gram Ladi Vipratha,
Kanto Gram Ladi Vipratha,
Kavya Vayava Vaishamya,
Kavya Vayava Vaishamya,
Gandha Eko vidhyate,
Gandha Eko vidhyate,
Karambhaputi Saurabhya,
Karambhaputi Saurabhya,
Kanto Gram Ladi Vipratha,
Kanto Gram Ladi Vipratha,
Kavya Vayava Vaishamya, Gandha Eko Vidhyate, Karambhaputi Saurabhya,
Karambhaputi Saurabhya,
Kanto Gram Ladi Vipratha,
Kanto Gram Ladi Vipratha,
Kavya Vayava Vaishamya,
Kavya Vayava Vaishamya,
Gandha Eko Vidhyate,
Gandha Eko Vidhyate,
Odor, although one, becomes many, as mist, offensive, fragrant, mild, strong, acidic, and so on, according to the proportions of associated substances.
Paramba prajurabhya shanta ugra amla vidhita jabbhavayo vai Gandha Eka Vividyate. In the previous verse, the Gandha, and from Gandha from smell, fragrance or smell, Granasya Gandha, then the smelling power, last day, the Pakshi different varieties. Variety is there. Although, the thing is one Krishna. But even in his material energy, he is perceived in varieties of things. That is the purpose of the Sankhya philosophy. How one has become many, eka bahusha. So, intelligence is to know the one as well as the varieties. Advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purisam navajavu mananja. The Mayavadi philosopher, they simply take one side, oneness. Eka Brahma Ditya Nasti. That is fact. There is no Ditya. Ditya of Nivesha means Maya. Everywhere, Krishna is there. Annan Tarasthang Paramana Chayabdas. The materialist. Scientists, they take the ultimate cause of this material world, the atom, than this atomic theory. Paramanu. Paramanu, we have seen the Paramanu in your room. If there is a hole and sunshine is coming through that hole, you will find in the sunshine, sun rays, the millions of small particles. That is called Paramanu. Anu Paramanu. Then there is Anu also, smaller than that. Six Anus combined together becomes a Paramanu. So, the Paramanu was, I forget the rishi's name, who propounded the philosophy of Paramanu. The material creation is combination of these atomic particles. Paramanu. But now the scientists, they are studying the Paramanu atom also. They are finding still subtle elements. They say proton, electron like that, still finer. In this way, you cannot go ultimately to the finest material being. And even if you go, still, there is no solution. You will find something else, isn't it? Lucky. So, that something else, ultimately, if you can realize, that is Krishna. Annan tarasang paramanu chayan tarasang. Krishna is there, even within the paramanu, electrons, photons, place. He's there. Anuraniyana mahto mahiyana. Krishna showed Arjuna the Virata Rupa, the gigantic universal form. So one side is universally represented Virata Rupa, and in another side he is within the Anu Paramanu. Smaller than the Anu, the smaller than the Paramanu. Anuraniyana mahato mahiya. That is Krishna. Mahima. But these are all material forms. In the Bhagavad Gita, he will find in the 11th chapter, Arjuna is requesting to come to his original form. So, he was very much frightened, and he requested this form is very much unbearable to see. Please come to your original form. So, Krishna, first of all, came to his form, four-handed Vishnu form. Then again, he came into his two-handed Krishna form, and that is the ultimate, real form of Krishna. Krishna has got many forms. Every form is Krishna's form. That's a fact. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananda Rupam. Some of the forms are personal. Some of the forms are of his potencies, shakti, but all forms belong to Krishna. So some of them are material forms, and whatever differentiation of forms we see in the material world, they are all Krishna's forms, but in the spiritual world, there are also many forms, just like Krishna, Balaram, then Vasudev, Sankarsan, Anirudha, Pradyumna, Narayan, and the Purushavatar, and many. And there are innumerable planets also. In each and every planet, there is one form. And when incarnation comes, one of the forms from Vaikuntha, they come as incarnation. So, many forms are called Sansa. In the Varaha Purana, you will find the description of the forms, Sansa and Vibhinna. The forms exhibited in this material world as living beings, they are Vibhinnas, Bhinna, Prasiti Mayastalha, as there are separated energies, Bhumi Rapanalovaru, the five elements, material elements, Mahabhut, they are also forms of Krishna. This big mountain, Himalayan mountain, that is also form of Krishna. The big Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, that is also form of Krishna. He says, Bhumi Raho, Apo, Apo means water. So not only water in this planet, but there are millions and trillions of Pacific Ocean bigger than that in other planets. So, impossible. Therefore, God is impossible. Achinta. Achinta guna. Achinta, impossible. So, in this way, Krishna is existing. Advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam ajyam purana purusam navajauvananti. But the original form is Krishna. Aham adirhi devana. That is the original form. That form is existing in Vrindavan. And other forms are distributed. Golokeva nivasati. Actually, Krishna is living in his original form in Goloka Vrindavan. This form, Krishna Radha Krishna, this is the form in Goloka Vrindavan. Venum kannantam alavinda dalayasam. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing as killing the Kamsa Hiranyakashipu. That is in the material world. Krishna is in 12 different varieties of test. Santa Dasa Sakha Vatsala Madhujya Bhayana Vivasta Haska. There is so many, 12. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is Krishna is worshipped there. The Akhila Rasamrita. Akhila. There are many kinds of tests. And that taste are all combined together in Krishna. Akhila Rasamrita. In the Veda, it is said, Raso Vaisa. Rasa means mellow. So, we have presented a little book. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Rasa means pleasure, taste, pleasing taste, rasa. Or humor. Everyone has got different tastes. So, all the tastes are there in Krishna. Raso Bhisa, Labdhanandi. Anyone who has tasted Krishna, he gets real taste of pleasure. Either in this loka or that first. Just like Bhishma, Bhishma was fighting with Krishna. He had no business with fighting with Krishna because he is charioteer. But sometimes the horse race, the charioteer also killed by the opposing party. So, when Arjuna was in a very dangerous position, because Bhishma promised to Duryodhana, Duryodhana was criticizing his grandfather that you are not fighting wholeheartedly because your affection is there on the other side. Your other grandsons, Panchapanda, therefore you are not fighting with your full strength. So, this is a great insight for the Kshatriya. So, he promised to kill the five Pandavas next day. That was a challenge to Krishna. So Krishna promised that he would not fight in the battle, and Bhishma promised that unless Krishna fights and protects his friend Arjuna, he could not be saved. I will fight in that. So he was fighting in that way, and Arjuna's chariot became broken into pieces, and he was in danger, and Krishna could understand that Bhishma wants me to fight on account of Arjuna, that he would not be saved. So, to please Bhishma, not that it was necessary to fight with Bhishma, but because Bhishma wanted that either Krishna must fight or his friend Arjuna must die. Therefore, Krishna decided not to, he could save his friend Arjuna in any way, but in order to show Bhishma that yes, he is fighting, he has broken his promise. He promised that he would not fight, but Bhishma promised that either he should fight or he say his friend would die. So therefore, he prepared to fight. But superficially, he did not take his original disc. He took only one broken wheel of the chariot, and taking it, he was going to kill Bhishma. just to show him, you promised that I will fight. So now I have taken this fighting weapon. Now you can stop. Otherwise you will be killed. He stopped. He could understand. And while Krishna was coming to kill him with that broken piece of wheel, that was very pleasing to Bhishma. At that time, Bhishma was piercing with sharp and arrow the body of Krishna. So, he was pleasing, he was feeling very pleasure being pierced by the arrow of me. So, bhakti transaction, there are many kinds of bhakti transaction, and at the time of Bhishma's death, he was thinking of Krishna. In his fighting spirit, he was coming to kill him. That is, in Vishnu's prayer, there is in Bhagavad. He was not thinking of Krishna on his flute. He was thinking of Krishna with the broken chariot wheel and was coming to kill him. That form was very pleasing. So, we can reciprocate all kinds of rasas, humor, because he is the reservoir of all rasas. So this is the rasa of Shivaji, the fighting spirit. So everything is there. Janmadrasya jataha. The absolute truth is that where all varieties are there. Variety. although he is one, but still varieties are there. Otherwise, where from the varieties come? Everything, all varieties. You see in the material world, how many varieties are there? You take one bunch of flower, you'll find, if you study minutely, how many hundreds and thousands of varieties of thorns, varieties of trees and pollen and everything is a variety. How these varieties are coming? The Vedanta replies, from the absolute truth, varieties. Parasa shakti vividaiva kriyate sabha vikijnana valo kriyas. The Supreme Absolute Truth has got so many varieties of energies. For each and every variety, particular, finer, craftsmanship, there is different energy. They are working. Just like we require to present some varieties, a specialist. So Krishna himself has got all these special varieties of energy. And they are working in such a nice way as sabhaviti. You have got to learn it. Sabhaviti. Sabhaviti jnana bhalakriyata. Jnana knowledge. Suppose if you want to paint something, you must have the knowledge of painting, jnana. And strength. And activity. Everything. So Krishna, anything is created. Therefore he is perfect. All opulent. Anything that requires to be created, you can create. We have got the creative energy because we are also part and parcel of Krishna. The creative energy is there, but not in fullness. Krishna's variety of energy that is full of potential. Vaisajyasya samadrasya, vidyasya dasasya sriya, jnana vairagya sriya, svarayati bhavangana. These are called bhava, opulence. So all the opulences for creating a nice flower, that is being manufactured by Krishna. With his brain, the seed of the flower, is the chemical composition so nicely made. Sarabhati Gana, he knows. Naturally he knows how to make this seed perfect so that from this seed, by sowing in the soil, by watering, the whole variety will come. Is there any scientist to put in a small seed, all the chemicals, and it will come automatically? A motor car? No. That is not possible. You have to create every car. And Krishna's energy is so perfect that he has created one male body and one female body. And innumerable cars are coming. This is car describing Bhagavad Gita, this body. Jantra. Jantra Rudhani Maya. This is Jantra. But this Jantra is coming by union of two Jantras, one male Jantra and female Jantra. And millions of Jantras are coming. Where is that capacity? So one gentleman, he telling me, in a theistic class, he said, what is Krishna's intelligence? It is just like a watch. If you wind the watch, it goes and keeps time. Similarly, it is just like a machine. The whole world is going on. That's all right. Still, you are lacking knowledge because Krishna hasn't got to prepare each and every watch. He has made two watches, male and female, and they are produced. That is Krishna's intelligence. Therefore, even if you suppose to be very more, very intelligent, still you are lacking intelligence. You cannot be as intelligent as Krishna. There must be some less quantity. Just like Dasarama, he wanted to bind Krishna with ropes, and as soon as he was going to knot it, there was little difference. So we may be very intelligent, scientifically or mathematically or physically, biologically, that's our life. But when you compare with the intelligence of Krishna, it is less by 2 cubits. It is less. That you should always understand. Matta parataram nanna. We have to accept this, that we cannot excel the intelligence of Krishna. That is not possible. I may show varieties of magic and declare myself Krishna, God, but still you cannot show as perfectly magical art as Krishna is saying. That is not possible. If we understand this fact and realize it, then we can understand what is Krishna. Janma karma may be bum. Vijana tattva. We are part and parcel of Krishna. There is little value like Krishna. But we can never be equal with Krishna. That is not possible. Asama urtha. Nobody can be equal with Krishna. Nobody can be greater than Krishna. Everyone is lower than Krishna. This intelligence is real intelligence, and if we think that equal to Krishna or greater than Krishna, that is all maya. Siddhi gunamai bhavai mohitam nari janati mameva paramabhyam. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to know that no more greater than Krishna. Nobody is greater than Krishna. Nobody is equal to Krishna. If we understand this much perfectly, we cannot understand perfectly because that is not possible. Krishna is unlimited. But as far as we have got our knowledge, if we understand this fact, that I can never become equal with Krishna, neither I can become greater than Krishna. That is not possible. I will have to remain always subordinate to Krishna. This is called mukti, liberation. We are entrapped in this material bondage by illusory understanding. So when you come to the right understanding that my position is always subordinate to Krishna, that is called mukti. So anyone can become a mukta, liberated person, as soon as he agrees to this philosophy that he is always subordinate to Krishna, God. Is never equal to him, nor greater than him. Asama urdha. And those who are thinking that they are equal with Krishna, that is maya. Maya mahita. Narya. They do not know that actually. But when it comes to the knowledge, Vasudeva sarvamiti, samatma, that is required. If you want to become Mahatma, really, then you have to come to this point to understand that originally the Vasudeva is the supreme power of all causes. That is perfection of life. And our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to teach this knowledge to the world. The best welfare activities, they are all illusion. Some of them are thinking there is no Krishna, and some of them are thinking, if there is Krishna, Krishna means God. I am also God, I am equal. And some of them are thinking that my meditation, my spiritual advancement, now I am greater than Krishna. Yes. They are not neither equal nor below, but they are thinking greater than. With the progress of time, the human being is advancing in knowledge. So, by their meditational power, they can become greater than Krishna. So, that is foolishness. That is not possible. This is also Maya. Just like Maya is acting in so many ways. Sometimes you are thinking, there is no Krishna, no God. If we are everyone of us God, similarly, to think of greater than Krishna is another illusion, pattern. Maya is not getting you out very easily. He'll put so many impediments. Therefore, bahunam janmanam ante jnanaman man prabuddha. After many, many births, when actually becomes wise, then he understands that I am nothing, Vasudeva Krishna, he is everything, Vasudeva Sarvamji. Then that is not oneness, dual. Vasudeva and I am. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, sa Mahatma, so Mahatma and Vasudeva, there are two. The Mahatma realizing Vasudeva, and Vasudeva is everywhere. And that is perfection of life. A person who realizes Vasudeva in that way, Vasudeva means everything lives on somebody. Vasudeva. So, Krishna says, Masrani sarva-bhutani nāhaṁ teṣu avasthita. Everything is resting on me. But still, it appears that I am not there. This is illusory energy. Vasudeva sarva, that's a fact. Vasudeva is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. Simply, we have to purify our senses to understand the presence of Vasudeva. That is it. And that is possible if we increase our loving tendency to love Krishna. Premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilopayanti. If we increase our loving propensity, that is already there. But now it is intervened by the Maya cloud. So we have to get out of the cloud. Then we will find Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudullava. So that is called purificatory process. So this purificatory process means this devotional effort. Sevan mupehi jivhado sameva surattva. Vasudeva reveals. You cannot, by your force, you cannot see him. But he pleads, sevan mupehi jivhado. When you accept to serve him by your tongue, beginning with tongue, kirtanam, you glorify Krishna, you test Krishna's prasadam with devotion and service, then you realize Vasudeva very easily. Atasthi Krishna namadi, namavet graham indriyai. These blunt senses, they cannot realize. But when the senses are purified, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate. So this Krishna consciousness movement is the process by which you can purify, sanctify your senses, and then when your senses are engaged in Krishna service, beginning with the tongue, then your life becomes perfect. Thank you very much.